Good afternoon. Welcome to your coronavirus update from the Recording Library of West Texas for Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020. I'm Michael, and since this will be our final coronavirus update for this year, we have a few, quite a few articles to read for you this afternoon, including Operation Warp Speed is using Defense Production Act for vaccine materials. AstraZeneca submits full vaccine data to UK regulator. What you need to know about getting a COVID-19 vaccine. National Institutes of Health director says he's concerned about what's missed by U.S. coronavirus surveillance. Incoming CDC director says stimulus vaccine distribution funding is just a down payment. We need to be limiting our mobility, period, incoming CDC director says. Trump signaled he may not sign the COVID-19 relief bill. Here's what that means. Republicans taken by surprise at Trump's refusal to sign COVID relief bill. And Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tried to get coronavirus relief funds revoked in Harris County over mail-in ballots. Those articles coming up in our program today. First, we'll take a look at the numbers from the Odessa American. Ector County, 11,403. ECISD, daily cases, 3 students, 5 staff. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, COVID-19 cases, unconfirmed total Monday, 113. Confirmed total on December 14th, 130. Confirmed total on December 7th, 146. Total confirmed and unconfirmed for this month, 2,070. Total confirmed and unconfirmed during the pandemic, 12,464. COVID-19 deaths, reported this month, 37. During pandemic, 182. From Midland Health, numbers updated Tuesday. COVID rooms occupied in the CCU, 14. COVID wards, 48. Total, 62. Percent of active COVID rooms occupied, 59%. Hospital occupancy, inpatient rooms, 295. Rooms occupied, 250. Percent occupied, 85%. 7-day average, 83%. Positivity report, this week, 167 tests. 36 positive tests, percentage positive 21.6. And here's a short portion of a front page article from today's Midland Reporter-Telegram. After Midland Memorial Hospital received and began administering the coronavirus vaccine to employees last week, the Midland Health Department's Whitney Craig said the vaccine will soon be an option for at-risk residents as well. Phase 1B, as it's been dubbed by the state, will be open to individuals age 65 and older and people with pre-existing conditions. The conditions that qualify an individual older than 16 years of age for a vaccine are cancer, chronic kidney disease, COPD, and other heart conditions, an organ transplant, obesity, pregnancy, sickle cell disease, and type 2 diabetes. Additional chronic health conditions that come with an increased risk of severe complications from COVID-19 may also qualify someone for a vaccine under Phase 1B. Midland Memorial Hospital President and CEO Russell Myers said those vaccines will be administered by pharmacies and other entities, of which at least 30 in the community have signed up to receive the vaccine in future distributions. Groups that can receive the vaccine in the next phase have been chosen based on the risk of serious infection, according to a statement from the Texas Health and Human Services. Individuals aged 65 and older were included because data shows 70% of COVID-19 deaths are in that age group. And then final numbers for Midland County from the Midland ISD, 201 cases in December in Midland ISD. From the Texas Tribune, Texas reports more than 10,200 people hospitalized for COVID-19 for the first time since July. Average new cases in Texas increased by 1,428 confirmed cases compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 22nd, 16,607 new cases were reported in Texas. Hospitalizations in Texas increased by 827 patients compared with a week ago. As of December 22nd, 10,299 Texans are hospitalized for the coronavirus. Average new deaths in Texas increased by 18 deaths compared with the 7-day average a week ago. On December 22nd, 191 new deaths were reported. Now here are coronavirus briefs. The Trump administration and Pfizer reached a deal for the pharmaceutical giant to provide 100 million additional coronavirus vaccine doses through the spring and summer. An outbreak in Oregon that killed 7 was triggered by a single person who went to work with COVID-19 symptoms, officials said. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention acknowledged on Tuesday that the new variant of the coronavirus that was identified in Britain may already be circulating in the United States. Dr. Rochelle Walensky, incoming director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said on Wednesday that communication is key and she is very much planning to go back to having regular CDC briefings. Deborah Birx, the coordinator of the White House Coronavirus Task Force, said Tuesday that recent scrutiny on her travels was taking a toll on her family and that she plans to retire after aiding with the transition to the Biden administration. Nearly 18.2 million coronavirus infections have been reported in the United States since February. Close to 78 million cases have been reported worldwide. The U.S. reported a new record high number of at least 117,777 hospitalizations on Tuesday, according to CTP data. The U.S. has remained above 100,000 current hospitalizations for 21 consecutive days. The past 7-day average of hospitalizations is up 4.23% since last week. The U.S. reports second highest number of COVID-19 deaths in a single day. The United States reported 195,033 new coronavirus cases and 3,401 deaths on Tuesday, according to Johns Hopkins University, only surpassed by the record of 3,682 deaths on December 16th. At least 614,117 vaccine doses have been administered in the U.S. Another 803,000 Americans filed for unemployment benefits last week. Here are some shorter articles. Operation Warp Speed is using the Defense Production Act for vaccine materials, from CNN's Kristen Holmes. The Trump administration is using its authorities under the Defense Production Act to prioritize access to the critical materials and supplies necessary to expand vaccine production, a Health and Human Services spokesperson tells CNN in a statement. The statement says Operation Warp Speed is using selective application of DPA authorities to facilitate production of the 6 vaccines it is supporting, including the Pfizer vaccine. Today, HHS announced it has reached a deal with Pfizer to purchase another 100 million doses of the pharmaceuticals company's COVID-19 vaccine. Pfizer has been seeking help from OWS to secure crucial materials in order to deliver the vaccine on an expedited timeline. AstraZeneca submits full vaccine data to UK regulator. From CNN's Vasco Cotovio. AstraZeneca has submitted the full data package for the vaccine it has developed with Oxford University to Britain's Medicines and Healthcare Productions Regulatory Agency, MHRA. UK Health Secretary Matt Hancock revealed during a news conference on Wednesday. I'm delighted to be able to tell you that the Oxford AstraZeneca vaccine developed here in the UK has submitted its full data package to the MHRA for approval, Hancock said. This is the next step towards a decision on the deployment of the vaccine, which is already being manufactured, including here in the UK. Amid all this difficulty, the great hope for 2021 is, of course, the vaccine, he also said. NIH director says he's concerned about what's missed by U.S. coronavirus surveillance, from CNN's Naomi Thomas. Dr. Francis Collins, director of the National Institutes of Health, told CNN's Erica Hill on Wednesday that he was concerned about what is being missed with coronavirus surveillance and that this has been a concern of mine for several months. We don't really have the kind of rigorous surveillance system that would help us right now to find out what are the new variants that are circulating in the United States, Collins said, adding that the United Kingdom has a much more vigorous surveillance system, which is how health experts there found the new variant. Collins said U.S. surveillance is going to get beefed up now, and we will be able to determine this. It's unlikely that this mutant is not already here, given that it was first detected in the U.K. back in September, and there's been a lot of people going back and forth, he said. So it would be surprising if it has not already arrived on our shores. Incoming CDC director says stimulus vaccine distribution funding is just a down payment, from CNN Health's Andrea Diaz. When asked about the Trump administration's deal to purchase an additional 100 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine from Pfizer, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, incoming director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, said this is a good thing, but more money will be needed to get the country vaccinated. I certainly think more vaccine is better than less vaccine, but we can't let up on the measures that we have right now, Walensky told CNN's John Berman Wednesday. Walensky said money for vaccine distribution in the coronavirus relief bill passed by Congress this week is just a down payment for what is actually needed. I am really enthusiastic about this bill that Congress passed that will allow $8.75 billion towards vaccine distribution, assuming it will go through. But I also want to convey that I believe that that's just a down payment to what needs to happen in order to, you know, to get to every corner of the country, said Walensky. Remember, Congress voted Monday evening to approve a far-reaching $900 billion COVID relief package that promises to accelerate vaccine distribution and deliver much-needed aid to small businesses hit hard by the pandemic, Americans who have lost their jobs during the economic upheaval, and healthcare workers on the front lines of the crisis. We need to be limiting our mobility, period, incoming CDC director says. From CNN's Naomi Thomas. Dr. Rochelle Walensky told CNN's John Berman Wednesday, there have already been numerous meetings around a new coronavirus variant identified in the UK. If Walensky, the incoming director of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, were advising the president today, she said the conversation would involve limiting mobility. One thing I should really just mention is we have been saying loud and clear to the entire American people, we need to be limiting our mobility, period. And whether we think about it from the UK, from European countries, from South Africa, we need to be limiting our mobility, said Walensky, chief of infectious diseases at Massachusetts General Hospital. The real question now, she said, if there is concern about a specific strain, is what is the best way to control it so that it doesn't explode in other places? One way might be to ban travel, Walensky said, but there are other strategies as well, including quarantines upon arrival, testing around arrival, or some combination. I think it's really important to understand which of those strategies or combinations of those strategies is going to limit the spread, she said. It's not clear yet that banning travel is going to be the one, especially since we've been saying limit your mobility already. Trump signaled he may not sign the COVID-19 relief bill. Here's what that means, from CNN's Phil Mattingly. President Trump's surprise Tuesday night video cataloging his complaints about the massive and painstakingly negotiated $900 billion coronavirus relief bill immediately raised the specter of a government shutdown and economic turmoil at a time when aid is desperately sought for millions of Americans. The president didn't explicitly threaten to veto the bill, and his White House said earlier in the night that he would sign it. But in a video released on Twitter, he added a layer of confusion to a delicate process that includes not only COVID-19 relief, but a $1.4 trillion omnibus spending package that funds the federal government. Here are some key things to know. First, some facts. The White House explicitly told Senate Republicans weeks ago that it supported pursuing the omnibus, all 12 appropriations bills tied into a single big package, and those negotiations took place for weeks. The White House was fully aware of what was in the bill and what was agreed upon, though White House officials acknowledged late Tuesday that Trump himself had not received a detailed briefing on the package before its passage. Most of the terms the president listed off as problematic in his Tuesday night video weren't from the COVID relief piece of the package. They were from the omnibus. Most, if not all, of those items were similar to items in past spending packages the president has signed. Most notably, two people involved with the matter say the president is fired up about the foreign aid in the package. Again, that has been part of each spending package he's previously signed. But Trump was riled up in part by commentators on conservative media who complained about the aid, according to people familiar. There is no appetite for changes on Capitol Hill. As for his request to amend the bill, well, both chambers have passed the legislation, and at this point, aides on both sides say there's no plan to make any move to acquiesce to the president's request on the cleared package. Early talk is that both sides may just ignore it and see if he cools off. The government is operating under a 7-day continuing resolution, so there's some time here. The real deadline is December 28th. Maybe he'll become obsessed with something else and forget about this whole episode, one senior Democratic aide told CNN. Or maybe he'll just blow the thing up. Perfect coda to his time in office. But at the moment, aides on both sides of the aisle are mostly dumbstruck. It's a weird thing where I'm not at all surprised because, of course, he'd do this, but also kind of stunned because he's so preoccupied with everything else that this seemed in a good place, one senior Republican aide told CNN. And now here's another story that focuses more on the GOP angle. Republicans taken by surprise at Trump's refusal to sign COVID relief bill. From CNN's Lauren Fox and Manu Raju. Like many of his own aides, Republicans on Capitol Hill were not given a heads up that U.S. President Donald Trump was going to rail against the stimulus bill tonight on Twitter. A Republican leadership aide told CNN no when asked if this was expected. The aide pointed out that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin had negotiated this bill. He was the White House's voice in the room, everyone assumed. Another aide said Trump seemed to be coming unhinged. The president is upset about several provisions that were actually in the omnibus spending bill, not the COVID relief bill. It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID, Trump said on Twitter. The omnibus spending bill that appropriates money for all the federal agencies for the rest of the fiscal year was combined with the stimulus bill, meaning there are numerous provisions unrelated to the pandemic relief that has also been voted on by Congress. Multiple sources in Congress told CNN the president's threats would not lead to a renegotiation, given the measure was passed with big veto-proof majorities. How this plays out is uncertain. It's possible Trump could veto the bill, but if he waits the full 10 days, it could push it into the new Congress when the Democratic majority is smaller in the House. The bill hasn't even been sent to the White House yet for his signature. At the moment, the hope on the Hill is he doesn't veto the bill since he never explicitly said he will. Some opposition lawmakers reacted approvingly to Trump's calls for greater stimulus checks, and House Democrats will try to pass by unanimous consent on Thursday a bill to increase direct payments, though any one member can scuttle that effort. It's unclear what will happen when or if such a bill is blocked. Government funding runs out on December 28th. And finally, Texas Attorney General tried to get coronavirus relief funds revoked over mail-in ballots by Antonia Nuri Farzin, Washington Post. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton tried to get the Trump administration to withdraw millions of dollars of coronavirus relief aid from the state's largest county because some of the funds were being used for mail-in ballots, according to newly released documents obtained by a watchdog group. Paxton, a Republican, was behind a series of aggressive legal challenges that sought to prevent the expansion of voting by mail during the pandemic, many of them targeting predominantly Democratic cities and counties. In a letter sent in May to Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin, he categorized Harris County's plan to spend $12 million of the CARES Act funds on printing mail-in ballots as egregious violation of state law, and he argued that there was no way all 2 million of the ballots would go to people who were eligible to vote by mail. We respectfully ask the department to scrutinize its award of CARES Act funding to Harris County in light of the county's stated intent to use federal funding in violation of state law, and to the extent possible, seek return of any amounts improperly spent on efforts to promote illegal mail-in voting, Paxton wrote in the letter, which was obtained by Citizens for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington. Texas limits mail-in voting to a few select groups, including people over 65, people with disabilities, and incarcerated felons. But even if Harris County, which includes Houston, had printed too many ballots, that wouldn't necessarily violate the terms of the CARES Act, which grants local officials broad latitude to decide what should be considered a necessary expenditure. Treasury Department officials have not said whether the letter resulted in an investigation. A spokeswoman for Paxton declined to comment further on Tuesday, according to the Houston Chronicle. And that is your coronavirus update for this Wednesday, December 23rd, 2020, and our final coronavirus update for the rest of the year. We'll resume our updates on Monday, January 4th, when the Recording Library of West Texas reopens. Meanwhile, we'll bring you some Christmas music, taking us up to 2 o'clock, at which time we'll bring you USA Today with national news. At 3 o'clock, as always, we'll bring our local newspaper articles to you, our final time of the year for that as well. Here are some of the articles that our volunteers are reading this afternoon. From the Midland Reporter-Telegram, economy. Pioneer reports plan to cut 100 Midland jobs. Some of the employees will be offered jobs with Pioneer outside of Midland, company reports. Coronavirus. Vaccine will soon be available to high-risk communities. Coronavirus. Myers says antibody treatment has been affected. And then from the Odessa Americans front page, vaccines going smoothly, health officials say. MCH will no longer give out daily death updates. And those are some of the articles that our volunteers will be reading in our local newspaper broadcast at 3 o'clock this afternoon. One programming note, 5 o'clock today on Wednesdays, we generally bring you the grocery store ads. However, there were no grocery ads printed today for any of the local supermarkets, so we will not have grocery ads this Wednesday. At 6 o'clock tonight, we'll bring you more news from the Wall Street Journal. And as always, we thank you for being with us for this broadcast today and over the past several months. Again, we'll return with more coronavirus updates in the new year beginning Monday, January 4th. And in the meantime, we do wish you from the Recording Library, from all of us, that you have a very Merry Christmas, a Happy New Year, safe holidays. Be safe and well over the holiday season the next couple of weeks. And meantime, we're going to leave you with a Christmas song that will lead us into the next rest of this hour's music. This one, again, I'm picking out of the Ella Fitzgerald collection of Christmas music as we take a sleigh ride with Ella. Thank you again. Merry Christmas.
Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-yap, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-yap, 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 it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy cozy, are we? We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Gliding along with the song of a wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy and cozy are we. We're snuggled up together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Stay right together with you. Stay right together with you. Stay right together with you.
Recording Library of West Texas Radio invites you to join us for several hours of comedies, mysteries, westerns, and quiz shows with our presentation of old-time radio Christmas shows from the 30s, 40s, and 50s. Wednesday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 5 p.m., we replace the Western Magazine Hour with episodes of Gunsmoke and Six Shooter. Thursday at 6 p.m., we bring you an hour of classic Jack Benny Christmas programs. Friday at noon, listen for an hour of Burns and Allen. Friday at 6 p.m., an hour of mysteries with Dragnet and The Shadow. And Saturday morning at 9, it's an hour of competition with Truth or Consequences and Quiz Kids. Enjoy legendary entertainers throughout the holiday weekend with these old-time Christmas radio programs on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 57 and clear. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 30s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas.
The moon is right. tonight. The spirit's up. We're here tonight. And that's enough. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here. That only comes this time of year. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The choir of children sing their song. Right, the spirit's up, we're here tonight,
didn't know that I was a missing note. Had to grow up and see the world through different shades of doubt. Give me one more chance to dream again, one more chance to feel again through your young heart. If only for one day, let me try. I wanna see Christmas through your eyes. I want everything to be back to being a child again, thinking the world was mine. I wanna see Christmas, Christmas through your eyes. I see the rain, you see the rainbow hiding in the clouds. Never afraid to let your love show. Won't you show me how? Wanna learn how to believe again, find the innocence in me again through your young heart. Help me find a
hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. I don't think Santa Claus will mind you. He won't have to use a dirty chimney flue. Just bring him through the front door, that's the easy thing to do. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles, no rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too. Says a hippo is a vegetarian. There's lots of room for him in our two-car garage. I'd feed him there and wash him there and give him his massage. I can see me now on Christmas morning creeping down the stairs. Oh, what joy and what surprise when I open up my eyes to see a hippo hero standing there. I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do. No crocodiles or rhinoceroses. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too.
Practicing real hard, yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring your new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many, not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not bow. I'm telling you why. Say. Coming to town, Santa Claus is coming to town. Santa Claus is coming to town. He's making a list, he's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town.
And everyone you meet.
Ho, ho,
the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you didn't hear, oh, by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, it's the best time of the year.
Have a holly jolly Christmas, and when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet.
Ho, ho,
the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, yes sir, once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas, and in case you don't hear, oh by golly, have a holly jolly Christmas this year.
Ding, dong, dong, ding.
said the night wind to the little lamb, do you see what I see? Way up in the sky, little lamb, do you see what I see? A star dancing in the night, with a tail as big as a kite, with a tail as big as a kite. Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? Ringing through the sky, shepherd boy, do you hear what I hear? A song, high above the tree, with a voice as big as the sea, with a voice as big as the sea. Said the shepherd boy to the mighty king, do you know what I know? In your palace warm, mighty king, do you know what I know? A child shivers in the cold, let us bring him silver and gold. Let us bring him silver and gold. Said the king to the people everywhere, listen to what I say. Pray for peace, people everywhere, listen to what I say. The child sleeping in the night, he will bring us goodness and light. He will bring us goodness and light.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner you hear silver bells, silver bells,
silver bells.
It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it'll be Christmas Day.
Streetlights, even stoplights blink a bright red and green
as the shoppers rush home with their treasures.
Hear the snow crash, see the huge bunch, this is Santa's big scene.
And above all this bustle you hear silver bells,
silver bells,
silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling, hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
Silver bells, silver bells.
This week, Recording Library of West Texas Radio is bringing you a slate of classic Christmas audio-described movies. We start Thursday at 1 p.m. with Elf, followed at 2:30 with Christmas Vacation. Then at 7, we'll bring you the first of two Bing Crosby films with Holiday Inn. Friday morning at 7, it's the TV classic Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And at 8 a.m., Home Alone. Friday morning at 9:30, the TV classic Frosty the Snowman. At 1 p.m., stay tuned for A Christmas Story. And at 2:30, the classic Miracle on 34th Street. And another Bing Crosby movie at 7 p.m. with White Christmas. Saturday at noon, we kick off several hours of movies with The Muppet Christmas Carol. And at 1:30, Tom Hanks in The Polar Express. At 3 p.m., Bill Murray stars in Scrooged. At 5 p.m., we present the 1951 classic version of A Christmas Carol. Then, before our regular Saturday night movie, we'll air the beloved TV special A Charlie Brown Christmas. Just before 7 p.m. Saturday, we present Jimmy Stewart in It's a Wonderful Life. We hope you enjoy these holiday audio-described movies on Recording Library of West Texas Radio. Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, USA Today, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 3.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 56 and clear. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the low 30s. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 50s. Tomorrow night, clear with a low in the low 40s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Jean, and it's December 23rd. Pandemic parenting, what kids need most. Experts offer advice for navigating tough times. It has been almost a year of pandemic parenting, an all-consuming, ever-changing chaos that has tested American families in unprecedented ways. Schools closed,